Well, I was an electrical engineer. In those days, electrical engineer was primarily power engineer.
Right.
I mean, I was really qualified to work at the New Orleans Public Service power generating station, for example, and read those meters. The electronics was just beginning to be taught in as part of the electrical engineering course. That was a very good start there.
Uh-huh.
But I think I learned more of my electronics in the Navy than I did at Tulane.
Right, okay.
Then when I came to Caltech, it was a good theoretical basis in a lot of things. And also the space program was in its infancy. It wasn't space yet. There were sounding rockets that were going up. My Professor Pickering, under whom I did my graduate work, was one of the pioneers in sounding rocket instrumentation.
Uh-huh.
And I remember him giving a lecture after hours that was called Telemetering from Rockets.
Uh-huh.
It was very interesting, seeing what was going on as high as they could reach.
Right, right.
With these sounding rockets. And I had another very famous professor, Carl D. Anderson, who a few years earlier had discovered the positron.
Oh.
And had won the Nobel Prize for that. But he was teaching a physics course. It was, I remember during his physics course when we got to a subject called dynamics of rotating bodies.
Right.
It's a very esoteric mathematical description of how they behave.
Right.
So I asked him if he could explain in simple ways why a spiral football or a rifle bullet that's spinning behaves so much more stably than one that isn't spinning.
Right.
And he wasn't quite sure, but then the two of us kind of worked it out together and came out with a very simple formula that described the stabilization factor associated with spin control, spin stabilization. And that remained with me forever.
Yes, okay. Okay.
So anyway, it was a very nice environment. I mean, I was a poor student poor economically. I was doing okay in school, but academically. But I remember when I went to eat in the evening at restaurants in Pasadena, I would always get the cheapest thing on the menu, which was fish. And the cheap fish in those cheap restaurants was always old. And it was terrible. I never could stand it. It wasn't until years later that I was able to taste fresh fish and I realized how good it could be.